Welcome to Two Oceans Vibe Radio. If you've been following us on social media, you absolutely know what's next. The bartender of the year, Thomas, is in studio with me. How you doing, buddy?
I'm cool, Ryan. Thanks for having me, man.
Oh, sweet, man. Thank you so much for coming through.
Cool. Yeah, no, it was around the corner.
Fantastic. Well, before we chat about this fantastic accolade, let's rewind a little bit to your bartending journey. I mean, where did it all start for you?
Quite a while ago, actually, so I hope you got some time.
All good, man.
No, I'm just joking. So what happened was, is they say a lot of things are born out of necessity, which is exactly what my bartending career was. It was born out of necessity, you know, when you don't have a job and you don't have any money, you have to go and do some things. And my dad said, cool, listen, you're 18 now and you can work for yourself and you can pay your way, so you've got to get a job. And, you know, the barriers to entry in those days, talking about 20 years ago now, to become a bartender were pretty low. You know, you didn't really have to study anything and you could get a job pretty quickly. And I needed to get a job pretty quickly and start making some good money really fast. So I kind of fell into the profession of bartending, and then, you know, just grew to love it and became very passionate about it, and obviously had a flair for it, and I did really, really well from the onset, and that kind of kept me in the horse, or not kept me in the horse, kept me in the race until now.
Do you remember your first bartending gig?
Yeah, of course. I remember it vividly, actually. My brother worked there already. Uh-huh. So that was like my foot into the door. You know, like in most things, you needed somebody to get you in. And it was like a little cafe, and it was actually a beautiful place to learn and cut your teeth, because they served all sorts of things, not just mixed drinks, but like coffees and frullatas and shakes. And so you really learned a vast array of drinks, you know. And what I really remember about is they had this truck coming through the wall, like a fake truck which they built. That was like their thing, you know. And I thought it was bizarre, but people came for the truck coming through the wall thing, you know. And then I like to think they stayed because I was there.
But hello.
Probably not, you know.
Fantastic, man. Well, tell us a little bit about this award show that's been taken. It's its fourth year, the BAR Awards. Am I saying it right?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, yeah. So bartending accolades and rewards. There's nothing like that in terms of a platform for recognizing particular achievements or contributions that people have made to bartending throughout a calendar year. You know, they have cocktail competitions throughout the year, sponsored by different brands, and there's different ways in which you can sort of evaluate yourself and your skill and your performance against your peers in terms of competition, which is normally a very short space of time, but something like this is for like your body of work over a period of a year.
Ooh.
Yeah, so I mean, and it's competitions that are taken into consideration, and other things that you do to contribute to the art and craft of bartending. So it's not just how well you've done in competitions. You get like 150 people that really have a valuable opinion, and they vote on all of the categories.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. How does the selection process take place?
Yes, yeah. So there's 150 sort of role players that obviously valued for their opinion.
Mm-hmm.
And they have a voting process. It's a two-step voting process. And then once they go through those two steps, then four top nominees are announced. And then those four top nominees will then compete for the actual category to become the winner. So, it started off, as you say, it's in its fourth year now, but it's sort of adding categories as it's sort of going. It didn't start off at the moment. I think we got like 16 categories going now. There's three different categories in which sort of the realms of bartending. So it's either brand-focused or it's people-focused, so like a bartender or a brand ambassador or a newcomer. It's focused around venues, you know, the bars themselves. So those 16 categories are broken up into either awarded to a person or to a bar or to a brand that affects change in the bartending industry.
Fantastic. Well, we'll chat a bit about the winners after the song. But I also want to quiz you on what is it, Cape Town?
Cape Town, yeah.
Cape Town based.
Yes, yes, yes.
Peeps, right?
Oh, I love quizzes. Hit me.
No, I meant the nominees. Or is it nationwide?
Oh,
how does it work?
No, it's nationwide.
Oh, wow.
Yes, yeah, yeah. So all of those 150 people are selected. They're nationwide. It doesn't really matter where they're based. And all of the nominees come from all over the country. But I mean, Durban, Joburg, and Cape Town. I mean, the people from PE and East London and stuff don't really make the grade. There's no nominees that come through for them. But yeah, it's a national platform.
Okay.
So whatever or whoever wins these things, this is the opinion of 150 national people who are your peers.
Ooh. Nerve-wracking, to say the least.
Yeah, I'd say so. I was nervous myself.
Fantastic. We chat about his experience and the award show, how it was, and you know, a little bit more about that. But first up here is a first-time play here on Two Oceans Vibe Radio, a brand new one by Sierra. It's called Thinking About.